Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. Producing the show is the amazing Lizzie Steele. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. We had a great first hour on what to do in the garden for October. And so, you know, if you'd like to listen to that, you could always go to the podcast on iHeartRadio, Audioboom, Spotify. They're all there and they can hear it every week and catch up. They don't have to get up early in the morning.
That's right.
And so we have a full show today. We're going to be talking about fertilizers. And the fertilizer ban is over. Starting tomorrow, we'll be allowed to fertilize our turf and our landscapes. So we'll be talking about Fertilizer 101 for everyone who'd like to understand what you need to fertilize. And maybe you don't even need to do it. And we have the tips on that. And so let's hear from John Denver, because we need a dirty word for the day.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day for the next few weeks is going to be all scary and Halloween type of words for to talk about in the botanical world. So I'm looking forward to that. The dirty word of the day today is rare. Is it even an English word? Scytherism. Scytherism. And it's spelled P-S-I. T-H-U-R-I-S-M. And I found this word in a meme which had a very spectral and hollow forest view. It was very eerie. And the word is found only six times in Victorian Gothic novels from 1871 to 1876. And the definition of scytherism is whispering, a whispering noise as of the leaves moved by the wind. And so the whirring noises of wind flowing through the trees, especially during the fall with the darker days and the tree foliages rubbing back and forth, was so stirring that the word was invented to describe the movement. Like many words that begin with PS, the P at the beginning of scytherism is silent. Scytherism. Scytherism comes from the Greek word Scytheros, which means whispering, like the blowing of leaves through the trees. And several of the early Victorian authors and late 19th century authors, you know, enjoyed the word. And so it's no longer used, but I think it should come back, because I love hearing, you know, the wind blowing through the trees. And it's just, it's a lovely word, scytherism.
Yes, I love that sound, though, if you haven't heard it. And I usually hear it's like when we have the hurricanes, or then we have real strong winds, and I just love that sound.
It is. It's a really cool sound. So the source, we do have it, the dirty word of the day and the previous dirty words of the day, on our website, betterlawns.com, and you can see them all. And so I love using it. Today, we are going to be talking about fertilizing 101, and I'll be going through each of the elements. And we're also taking your gardening questions, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. And in Tallahassee, we got a text message. She wants to move a crowded sunshine ligustrum and also a milkweed that needs a new location. And so, yes, you can. Right now is a good time to be moving, transplanting plants. So make sure you do a good root ball on your sunshine ligustrum, depending on how big it is. You want to get the entire root ball, and you may want to root prune it first and then water it real well for a couple of days, or let the rainfall, you know, get it really well, and just root prune the outside edges, and then come back about, you know, a week to 10 days later and then dig it up. What happens with that is that you kind of send the plant into a little mini shock. And when it goes in, when it, the roots get cut on the outside, then they start to produce new roots because they've got that survival, you know, dynamic going on, and they want to produce more new roots. And so you start that process going before you dig it all the way out. And then you water it real well. Water's going to be your friend for making sure that your ligustrum, your sunshine ligustrum, survives. And then, you know, 7 to 10 days later, have your hole, your new hole already dug. No need to add organic amendments to it. And then go ahead and cut the bottom of the root ball and lift it out and take it over to the new site. And what's going to happen is it's going to transplant a little bit easier, not go through as much shock. So that's a really good question. Now, your milkweed plant, just plant it in full sun, dig it up. No, not a problem. It should be just fine, and it should get established before the winter comes. We're going to have an El Nino year this year. It's already starting. And what El Nino is that it is going to change the dynamics of the weather from the La Nina. And we're going to have here in Florida and in the South a wetter winter, which is really good because winter is usually dry here. So Mike in Venice, you'll be glad about that. We're going to get a little bit more rain. And then also, too, it's going to be cooler. Not necessarily really hard freezes, but we do expect, you know, several, you know, 1 to 2 freezes that are going to do a little bit of damage. But also, too, the citrus trees need that cooler temperatures. So it's going to be a nice winter this year, kind of more typical of what I think winter should be here in Florida. It's not going to be warm. So that is good. So the El Nino. So you're going to want to make sure you're looking at the weather for the week as we get, as we approach getting into winter, going through fall and getting into winter. You're going to want to know what's going on. And again, what I mentioned in the first hour is after today, if you got all of that rain in Volusia County, which is flooding until 8:30 a.m. alert, you want to make sure your irrigation system doesn't come on tomorrow. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Attention people with Medicare and anyone turning 65. Are you enrolled in the best Medicare plan available? The average Medicare beneficiary has a choice of 54 Medicare plans, 766 Medicare Part D prescription drug plans, and a record 3,834 Medicare Advantage plans. How do you know you have the right plan? Simple. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. The service is free. You may find a plan with a $0 monthly premium, $0 co-pays, and $0 deductible. Don't gamble. Speak to a licensed agent to find out which plan is right for you. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. 800-571-7025. And let Best Medicare do the work for you.
World-class fishing, crystal blue waters, endless sunshine. There's so much about Florida's waterways to enjoy. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission encourages you to take part in the National Spring Aboard campaign and take a boating safety course today. You can take the course in a classroom or online. Just make sure you take a course. The knowledge gained by taking a course will make you and your family and friends safer and allow you to have more fun out on the water. To learn more, visit Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Driving a truck or bus is a very demanding job. It can keep you on the road for long periods and at night, which can affect your sleep quality. Sleep loss or fatigue can cause symptoms similar to impaired driving. Get enough sleep before you drive. Be aware of signs of fatigue, such as frequent yawning, heavy eyes, or blurred vision. Don't keep on trucking when you're tired. Take a break. Don't drive drowsy. For information, visit flhsmv.gov. Brought to you by the Florida Highway Patrol, Office of Commercial Vehicle Enforcement.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Starting tomorrow, October 1st, the fertilizer ban will be lifted, and just in time. Applying fertilizer now is going to in everything in your landscape, the fruit trees, your turf, your shrubs, your plants, your vegetables. It's going to give the landscape the time to absorb the nutrients and be prepared for winter. What does that mean? Well, you want to make sure that they're healthy enough that they can handle the stress of winter. And applying fertilizer 3 months before a stressful period gives the plant time for the roots to absorb the nutrients and put them into effect. And so that's why, you know, October 1st, they allow the lifting of the ban. It's going to be a very good thing. And so what does fertilizer do for plants? Well, if you are, wanting to know whether you should use organic or synthetic fertilizer, which one is best? Well, organic means that the fertilizer is derived from animal or plant-based sources, such as manure or compost. And organic fertilizers typically include animal manure, alfalfa and bone meal, and fish emulsion. So this is different from synthetic commercial fertilizers that primarily use a concentrated formula of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium that is synthetically made. But just like organic and synthetic vitamins, the plant can't tell whether it's organic or it's synthetic. That doesn't make a difference, just like your body can't tell if it's an organic or synthetic vitamin. But what it does is that organic fertilizers help the soil stay healthy and help the soil's microbe activity. It helps in that respect. So plants primarily absorb nutrients in certain forms, and organic fertilizers need to be broken down by the soil microbes through a process called mineralization. And so this process converts the nutrients into the forms that the plant can use. So it's important before you use fertilizer, that you get your soil checked to see if you even need to use fertilizer and what nutrients your lawn or your landscape needs. Now, in August, we had a show on the soil test kits, and they're new on the market with from the University of Florida through cooperation with Agritech. And the product is called Soil Test, one word, Soil Test Kit. You can get this on Amazon. You can get these at your extension offices. They're very easy to understand and to submit. And then you get back a report based on not only the conditions of your soil, but also in the broader locations around your area so that you know exactly what you need to use. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to be surprised when the majority of the soil tests tell you you don't need to apply nitrogen to your turf. You have enough in your soil. You don't need to apply calcium to your soil. There's enough in our Florida soils. So you may be saving money. The soil test kit costs about $30, but you are going to save the, if you do not need to use fertilizer, you're going to save probably $100 if you have an average size lawn, either getting a company to put the fertilizer down or yourself putting it down. So it's a good use. Now, so one of the challenges with organic fertilizers, and this is Dr. Clint Waltz. He's a turf grass specialist at the University of Georgia Turf Grass Research and Education Center. He says that it takes a lot more of the organic products to get the results you want, especially on lawns. When you calculate cost, organic fertilizers versus synthetic fertilizers, synthetics are less expensive and you don't have to apply as much. So you have to balance, you know, what you're going to be using and whether or not you want to use organic versus synthetic. You want to make sure that you are putting down enough fertilizer for your lawn. So now the essential elements of fertilizer are the macronutrients, and these are the ones that are absolutely necessary for plants. So the macronutrients are nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. Now, what I just mentioned earlier was that you may already have enough nitrogen in your soil that you do not need to apply it in your lawn fertilizer. And nitrogen is never found or is never reported in a soil test because there's just so much of it in the ground already. Phosphorus, nitrogen is where what the plant needs to grow leaves and go through photosynthesis. Okay, it's the first nutrient on the bag, those three numbers, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, and I'll just say 666, so that 6% of the bag is nitrogen. Now, again, that's for the plants to grow leaves and to go through photosynthesis and create chlorophyll. It's an absolute must. The second number on the bag is phosphorus, and this is absolutely essential if you would like flowers. And you need flowers to have fruits. So that second six on the bag is 6%. That bag is phosphorus. Now the last six is potassium. And potassium is for the overall health of the plant. It helps the plant create thicker cell walls. And thicker cell walls can handle more stress. And so it's important for the overall health of the plant that the potassium is down and you apply it. Now, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium are absolutely essential. Again, taking the soil test kit, see if you need to apply it. Now, another macronutrient is calcium. And calcium is, you know, creates thicker bones for humans. It creates the same absolute essential for plants. And then the next macronutrient is magnesium. And these are needed in less frequently and in smaller quantities. Magnesium and sulfur are the other two essential elements. Now, how many of you have heard of putting Epsom salts on plants?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, so that's absolutely, they say, and you will see the plants growth in it, you will see that the plant reacts to it and looks healthier. So magnesium sulfate is what Epsom salts is. So those two important macronutrients, magnesium and sulfur, are in Epsom salts, and you will absolutely see a difference. But if you're only using Epsom salts in your landscape, are you getting all the other essential vitamins, micronutrients, and macros? So no. So you can use an a blended fertilizer with the macro and micronutrients and get everything it needs. If you're only using Epsom salts, it's only getting 2 out of the 17 plants that you need, or nutrients that you need. So now the micronutrients, iron and manganese, zinc, copper, chlorine. You know, people worry about emptying their pools and with the chlorine in the pool water.
Mm-hmm.
But chlorine is one of the micronutrients that plants need. So it's all right to empty your pool out into your landscape. You just might want to just use some, potable water, not potable water, but just water, regular water, to dilute it so that it's not so extreme. Molybdenum is micronutrient that is absolutely essential. You're going to see deficiencies if you don't have these nutrients in your fertilizer, and boron. And so the micronutrients are just as essential, but they're only needed in micro amounts. Now, what's fascinating is if you look at our vitamins, you will see these same ingredients. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm not recommending that you put vitamins on your lawn. That's really expensive.
Or
take them. Okay. do not take, yes, fertilizer as a vitamin. No, don't do that, because they're formulated differently. They're in a different analysis for plants versus humans. But they're the same ingredients we need to be healthy. So when do we know when our bodies need boron or manganese or zinc? We don't know. We only see the deficiencies when we haven't taken those vitamins. And so it's the same way with plants. We take a one-a-day vitamin so that it's there whenever our body needs them. And then what we don't use, we leach out. It's the same with slow-release fertilizers. Using slow-release fertilizers is more cost-effective, and it has the macro and micronutrients. Read the label. Make sure it does. And you will see that the plant stays healthier. So that's the important part. Now, how much fertilizer should you use? Always use the amount that's recommended on the bag, okay? And if you get a soil test, they will tell you exactly how much fertilizer to use, for how many nutrients that you need in the in your fertilizer. So get the soil test before you fertilize. That's going to save you a lot of money. And you can do that through your local county extension office. Go to the Master Gardener Clinic and get a soil test kit. Take it home, fill up the soil, fill up the bags, follow the instructions, and then submit it. Within 3 to 5 days, you'll get the report back. And that's plenty of time here in October for you to go ahead and fertilize. Now, I had someone call in and say, or not call in, texting in, Lori from St. Cloud. And I'm just going to handle the fertilizer portion. And when we come back from the break, Lori, I'll talk to you about your plumeria. But she says, I have a mixed lawn, and I usually do weed and feed this time of the year, but I do have a lot of bahia. Is that okay to fertilize it now? If you have a bahia lawn, yes, it's okay to fertilize it. But you want to make sure that if you're using a weed and feed, that it is formulated for bahia grass. If you have a mixed yard of St. Augustine versus bahia, you cannot use a weed and feed. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Wow. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And wrapping up my Fertilizer 101, remember these details. You want to buy complete fertilizers. Fertilizers such as 12-08, 15-015, 16-48, and 15-015. Now, the reason we're saying that is because Florida has a lot of phosphorus in the soil, and you don't need to put it down on your turf. So make sure you understand what you're fertilizing and what it needs before you fertilize. And that's why a soil test kit is very important, that you take a soil test before you fertilize, because your fertilizer absorption is affected by pH levels. And if your pH level is different, it's not different, but is at a certain point in the analysis, then it may not be able to absorb the nutrients you're putting down. So it's one of those things that if you fertilize and nothing happened, you may want to check on and see what's going on in your soil. The other thing is to never fertilize before a rainstorm. Always fertilize after a rainstorm, because, you know, first 25 minutes of a storm, you lose that fertilizer in stormwater runoff. So you're kind of wasting your time and money too as well. And you're hurting the environment. It goes down into the sewers, and also runoff goes into the lakes and streams and little creeks. And that's not good. You read the chemical analysis on the bag. All right. And I'm going to be putting these up on our Facebook page. So you can see what the each of the nutrients does. So check that out later today. Always follow instructions. More is not better. Okay, just because a little bit, or if you got a little bit left in the bag, share it with a neighbor, and dispose of it responsibly. You don't need to put it down. And so the higher analysis fertilizers, ones that you see that are higher than like 666 and 888, those are going to be cheaper. But the higher analysis fertilizers are going to be more cost efficient than low analysis fertilizers, because you're going to have to use more of the low analysis fertilizers to get the same rate of application. But the higher analysis fertilizer, the higher that nitrogen rate goes up, the more easier you can do damage to your landscape. So that's why you got to be careful. Buy nutrients, not fertilizer. Okay. So, you know, you just don't want to go out and buy a fertilizer that says, okay, this is a palm fertilizer, this is a rose fertilizer, this is an azalea fertilizer. Do you know why, Lizzie?
I wonder why, because they put that on there.
Yeah, they do. Plants can't read. Okay. And so, you know, just because the label, the name of it, the title of the bag of fertilizer tells you one thing, turn it over and read the analysis. You want at least 50% slow release, but you want to make sure you're getting those micronutrients that are so important. 1-888-455-2967. If you have a gardening question, I'd love to talk with you. Or you can text 23680 and do it just like Lori did from St. Cloud. And Lori, I want to let's go to that one. Yeah, Lori, she asked the St. Augustine and Bahia question. She had a mixed lawn. And it's very important that you don't put herbicides if you have a mixed lawn. Okay, you have to decide which turf you want, one or the other, and use the herbicide for that one that you want to keep. Okay, and make sure that the name of the turf is on the label. I also wanted to wish in Tallahassee, our texter didn't give us our name, but they're having their 60th wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow.
So congratulations. That's wonderful. Lori in St. Cloud said, I'd like to plant 2 3-foot plumerias in a spot that had a palm tree. How do I move these plumerias, and should leaves be removed? Don't remove the leaves. The leaves are going to probably get knocked back a little bit this winter, so you want to keep them on so that the plant can go through photosynthesis, be healthy, and, you know, start, you know, creating more new roots. Okay, so you can just lift them up. Plumerias do not have a big, heavy root ball or a thick root system. You literally can put a branch in the ground, and it will grow. So go ahead and just dig them up and move them to a nice sunny area and water it in well. And then when you see new growth, when you start to see the new leaves coming out, you'll know that it's established, and that's a good time to fertilize. So I would say if you move it this month and you see within 2 to 3 weeks that it has new growth on it, go ahead and fertilize it now, because you don't want to wait too late in the year to fertilize plumeria, because it's a tropical and those leaves need to be hardened off before wintertime. Okay, good question, Lori. Thank you so much. So Colette in Winter Haven uses an organic pet-friendly fertilizer and that's not a weed and feed. And what should she do for weeds? Well, the best thing to not have weeds is to have a nice, thick lawn. All right. And so that's important. And to have a nice, thick lawn, it needs to be maintained correctly. You don't want to overwater, underwater. You want to fertilize it on a regular basis and use, the proper fertilizers for it. So you can use an organic weed killer. There's plenty on the market. BioAdvanced has some really great herbicides that are organic. And if you send me a email through betterlawns.com, I will, Colette, send you some recommendations on herbicides, organic herbicides. Okay, but you can look. BioAdvanced has some really great ones out there. Look for the type of weed you have. This is very important. If you have broadleaf weeds, they will take one type of herbicide to get rid of them. If you have sedge, you're going to need to use a stronger synthetic herbicide to get rid of sedge. And so it's going to be a little bit more difficult. So the best way to get rid of your weeds is not to have any at all. Have a nice thick lawn, and that will help out. She has mostly St. Augustine, so you're going to want to use a herbicide for St. Augustine, but identify those weeds first and figure out what you have. So Sophie in Winter Park, she says, my amaryllis plants are growing tall and green, and they are not blossoming. And Sophie, are you fertilizing them? I just needed to know that. And what are you fertilizing them with? Are you using a blooming fertilizer that has a higher amount of phosphorus? That's going to tell the plants to bloom. But if you've moved them recently or split them apart or divided them, it may take a couple of seasons for them to get established and feel comfortable in blooming again. So just go ahead and make sure you're fertilizing them on a regular basis, Sophie, and be patient. Let me know what happens. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Nothing's better than taking to Florida's waterways with family and friends, but some boat operators don't realize that bow riding is extremely dangerous. It can lead to tragic accidents if someone falls overboard because of speed or direction changes. Be sure your passengers sit only in manufacturer-designated areas while underway. Their safety is your responsibility. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to brooksnightguard.com and enter the code BROOKS95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Driving a truck or bus is a very demanding job. It can keep you on the road for long periods and at night, which can affect your sleep quality. Sleep loss or fatigue can cause symptoms similar to impaired driving. Get enough sleep before you drive. Be aware of signs of fatigue, such as frequent yawning, heavy eyes, or blurred vision. Don't keep on trucking when you're tired. Take a break. Don't drive drowsy. For information, visit flhsmv.gov. Brought to you by the Florida Highway Patrol, Office of Commercial Vehicle Enforcement.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
We're all looking for the recipe for success. A better career, bigger house, faster car. But have you thought maybe you're just hungry? Maybe what you really need is the recipe for Fresh. Luckily, that's easy to get and just as easy to cook up. Just go to freshfromflorida.com. There you'll find all kinds of recipes that use in-season and locally grown Florida produce. Sure, they're not the keys to a new sports car, but Fresh from Florida recipes are a satisfying, tastier kind of success. Visit freshfromflorida.com to learn more.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
We have about 15 minutes for getting your gardening questions answered. We'd love to talk with you. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. We've got some great text messages here. And so, Sophie, we talked about her amaryllis not blooming. Okay, Sophie. And then Aida in Windermere, she said, good morning. In her raised bed, her red pepper or her pepper plants are more than 3 feet tall, but no peppers, and her tomatoes are short and poor looking, and she has no tomatoes. So, Aida, I just have to ask, do you have them in full sun? They need 6 to 8 hours of full sun a day, and are you fertilizing? Okay, and, you know, that it helps to use fertilizer every couple of weeks, you know, every 2 to 3 weeks when you're growing vegetables. Okay, because you want them to produce as quickly as possible, and putting that fertilizer down will help keep them growing strong and producing. And so it's also too, tomatoes do not produce fruit when the temperatures are over 85 degrees. So as we get into the cooler part of October, as it's starting to get lower than, you know, the 90s and 95s that we've been having, 99 degrees we've been having, then you should start seeing your tomatoes start to flower and produce fruit. Okay, but that fertilizer is important. Now, your peppers may take longer. And again, I'm just going to stress that it needs to be in full sun. So go ahead and check that out or let me know. And that's a great question. Okay, so in Cocoa Beach, JAC, good morning, JAC. An avid fan. We love seeing text messages from you because you always ask such great questions. He says, how do I lower the pH of his soil, and is sulfur good, and what type, and how much to lower the pH by 1 point? So sulfur does lower the pH in your soil, and a good rule of thumb, Teresa's rules of green thumb, that if, you know, depends on the type of soil you have, JAC. So if you have sandy soils, 1/4 pound of sulfur per square yard will be effective in lowering that your pH down 1 point. Now, if you have loamy soils and a lot of organic amendments in it, you only need to use about 6 ounces of sulfur per square yard, and that will lower it by 1 point. And if you have clay soil somewhere, you know, if other people are having clay soil, because I doubt you have clay soil in Cocoa Beach, then you need to use 1/2 pound of sulfur. So the more aerated the soil is, the more organic amendments are in it, the less sulfur you need to use to lower it. Okay, so I hope that helps you. And what the sulfur variety, doesn't matter. If it's sulfur, it's sulfur. So you can just use any old sulfur that you find on the shelf, and it will do that. All right? 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. And so I saw an article the other day, and it talked about the 10 mistakes that gardeners make. And I just thought, well, that's just so negative. So why don't they say the 10 best practices for success in your garden? And so that's what I'd like to tell you is my thoughts on what you need to be successful in your garden. And so the very first one is assessing the site conditions, getting a soil test, checking the sunlight conditions, finding out your soil moisture, how wet does your ground stay, and then also to what soil variety you have. Okay, if you assess your site first, that's going to give you the conditions on what you're going to grow in. Now, you know, JAC asked about lowering the pH in his soil, but I'm kind of one that, you know, lowering the pH is not going to stay the same forever. It's going to revert back to what it wants to be. So you're always going to have to add sulfur to your soil to get it to stay at that pH. I prefer, when you're assessing your site, what kind of pH do you have, and find plants that thrive in those conditions.
Oh, good.
So that way you don't have to put out the energy, the effort, and the cost of reverting that soil back. So just that little tip there. Also, too, putting plants, you want to put them in the right space, okay? And what by that I mean, you want to put your plants outside of your eaves so they get the natural rainfall, and that helps with your watering. But also, too, how big does the plant grow? You may not need to buy all those plants. You may only need to buy 3 versus 7 or 8 or 10 because they get so big. They're going to start off small, and that's the less expensive way. But smaller plants, smaller caliper trees will grow to be the same size as the larger sizes. Within 5 years, you'll have the same size plant. So why not have less stress in your landscape?
I feel attacked.
Why? Oh, I'm so sorry.
I feel like you're bringing up my mint, but not saying bringing up my mint about how, because I literally bought a couple dozen. And Teresa said, don't buy that many. She's like, it will spread and grow. And I was like, she don't know what she's talking about. No, I didn't say that. But so, yes, it's true. You don't realize how big they're going to get. And now plants, they can be bigger than what you think. And you think, oh, well, let me put it this close to the house or this close to the fencing. And not knowing it's going to explode and grow big.
Exactly. Exactly. Words from the wise. Right there. All right. Also, before you buy a plant, check the plant's hardiness zones. How much heat can it take? So you've already checked that. You know the plant's going to grow in the zone that you live in. That's going to be successful. And then placing the plants, you want to space them appropriately. Podocarpus gets to be 30 feet wide.
Wow.
Okay. It gets to be 40 feet tall. If you're putting in a privacy hedge, you do not need to plant 20 when only 5 to 7 to 10 will do. All right. And it just depends on your privacy needs. Do you need instant? That's going to be expensive, and that's going to be high maintenance. Okay. So placing your plants appropriately will save you money and will be successful. And then also to variety. You know, you don't want to have a monoculture in your landscape. So people who plant more different types of plants in their garden are going to be more successful. And you don't need to plant a single hole with organic amendments. You want to amend the entire bed. So that will be more successful. Planting, you add soil amendments to the entire garden bed. So granulated. Okay, so granulated or powdered JAC sulfur is your preference. It doesn't matter which one you want to use, okay? So it doesn't matter to the soil and to the soil pH, whatever you'd like. Good morning, Teresa. We have a pineapple guava tree, feijoa, here in Orlando that's lost its leaf and looks like it's on death's door. Well, how appropriate for this month and Halloween, you know? So is there anything we can do to revive it? Typically, what is the lifespan? The lifespan should be 20, 30, 40 years of a pineapple guava. What I would do is scrape back the cambium, scrape back the outer layer of bark and see if it's green underneath. Find out why it's lost its leaves. There's a root ball issue there somewhere. It's either not getting enough water. There's roots. Somebody sprayed an herbicide close to it and the roots absorbed it. There's a reason why. If you send me a picture of it, check the root ball, see if it's too dry. Okay, and that will help. Real quickly regarding fertilizer, what about using manure that comes from animals? We're eating hair that's been treated with insecticide and pesticides. I've heard this destroys gardens, and I think it happened to us last year. I doubt it. You want to make sure your manures are well composted and aged. So if you have an issue with animal manure that's, you know, it's been treated with chemicals and pesticides, the animals, then you want to make sure that you are going to, age it a long time, a year to 6 months to a year. Okay, JAC, I'll respond to you in the aftermath. I do want to say this because we're coming up on the end of the program. And so where do I have that? Oh, I had it and I don't have it now. Let me just see here, right here. Nope, don't have it. We have a lot of good things coming up this month.
Yes, we do.
Okay, we have a lot of great guests. We have Katie Dubow with Garden Trends. She's going to be talking to us about the Garden Trends for 2024. She's with the Garden Media Group. We have Jim Charlier, Herbology, the new Harry Potter book. We're going to have him on. And we have Gary Bachman. He's going to be in the studios in the 21st, the weekend of the 21st. Can't wait to see him and Katie.
Okay.
And then also we have Jim Davis, who's going to be talking to us about evil night flying villains.
Ooh.
And we're going to be talking all sorts of crazy gothic plants this month. So we're going to have a lot of good times. I'd like to say thank you to our sponsors, Quality Green Specialist, Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, maker of Mosquito Bits and Dunks and Year-Round Oil Spray, Howie Peterson and Karen Peterson of Peterson's Nursery, and Black Cow Manure. Amend those soils with Black Cow Manure and you can't go wrong.
Well, I want to thank our listeners. You guys are the best out there. And thank you for texting. Thank you for calling in. And also go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com.
From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.